Welcome to Ikoyi Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
Assurance and instruction for a new beginning. We're about to enter the 8th month. And the number 8 stands for new beginning. It doesn't matter what has happened to us, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. God is starting something new in your life, in your family, in our church, and more importantly, in our nation. If you're already perceiving it, can you shout a better amen? I said, if you're already sensing it, you're already perceiving it, you're already smelling it, can you shout a better amen? Hallelujah! And by the grace of God, we shall all be partakers of that new beginning in Jesus' name. Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And we're going to read verse 14 to 17, even though we may have to go through the entire chapter as we go on. But for the message to kickstart, let's read from verse 17, 14 to 17. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite and descendant of Asaph, as he stood in the assembly. He said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march down against them. They'll be climbing up the pass of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jeruel." Verse 17. "You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm sure this is a familiar text to most of us. It's the story of how 3 nations decided to fight Jehoshaphat, and by implication, the entire nation. The Bible says in that verse 1, "After this, the Moabites and the Ammonites with some of the Meunites came to do what? Came to make war on Jehoshaphat." And no particular reason. They just stood up and said, let's confront this man. And some of us also, sometimes you just wonder, why did I find myself in this situation? The enemy is just parading you from every corner. You wonder whom you have offended. Like we have said over and over again, you don't need to offend anybody or offend Satan before he attacks you. Yes, number one target as a child of God, he will always come to fight. So in verse 2, the Bible says, some men came and told Jehoshaphat intelligence, information. And by the grace of God, as we press on in the remaining part of this year, every information that we expose, the activity of your enemies, God will reveal them to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You remember some Sundays ago, we were talking about the power of information. It was the information that Paul received. How some men said, we are not going to eat, we will not drink until we have killed Paul. When that information leaked out, their plans were shattered. Every plan of the enemy against you in the workplace, in your family life, anywhere around under the sun, these coming months, God will expose them. And as God exposed them, he will shatter their plans. In the name of Jesus. You can imagine if Jehoshaphat did not get the information, they would have just, you know, overwhelmed. But the Bible said here that they came and told Jehoshaphat a vast army. Look at that in verse 2. A what? A vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the sea. He's already in Hazazon Tamar, that is in Engedi. And that has been the situation in Nigeria. That all around us, the enemies are there. Just like, no, we are led to pray this night to travel now from Lagos to Ibadan. You have to pray extra prayer. Now, churches now have to use escort. I don't know whether we use escort to travel again to Ibadan today. I pray they don't travel. Last time we had to go to Ekiti State, we had to go with escort. Just in the southwest here, you know what has happened in the past few weeks. Our herdsmen will just jump up from the bush and begin to shoot sporadically on a road. Please see that I've been known over the years for peace and safety. We just have them all around. And the Lord is on the throne. Hallelujah. I can guarantee you that as we are transiting to the 8th month, the month of new beginning, things are already turning around in Nigeria. If you believe all the prayers you have prayed tonight, all the prayers you have prayed this week, you're going to see drastic turnaround in our nation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that information came to Jehoshaphat. What was his response? In verse 3. What was his response? Alarmed. Jehoshaphat was what? Was alarmed. If you are Jehoshaphat, won't you be alarmed? Not just one nation coming against you now. 3 nations. A vast army. Just like we talk about them in Nigeria, all over. If the children of Bonduma want to do whatever they want to do, they've already strategized. They've taken over everywhere, whether custom, whether immigration. They've taken over everywhere. I know it's very easy. You know, our brethren from the north, anywhere they go with transistor. That's small radio. All they just need to do is just to send signal, and that's all. So we are etched in all around. But there's a God in heaven. Hallelujah. There's a God in heaven. Some of us are already alarmed, afraid. What does it mean to be alarmed? What does it mean to be alarmed? Afraid and shaken. Terrified. Jehoshaphat was terrified. He was shaken. And it's natural when you are confronted with this type of challenge to be what? To be shaken. But in addition to being shaken, Jehoshaphat did some things that every child of God must learn whenever you are confronted with troubles of this nature. What did he do next? The Bible says he resolved to inquire of the Lord. And in addition, he did what? He proclaimed a fast for all Judah. And verse 4, the people of Judah came together to do what? To seek help from the Lord. Praise the Lord. In fact, they came from every town. Everybody responded. Because they knew that if God will not intervene in their matter, they are done for. And if God will not intervene in the matter of Nigeria, we are in trouble. And I believe God that as we have cried to him this week and other children of God around Nigeria and outside Nigeria are doing, God has heard our cry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in verse 5, Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in front of the new courtyard and prayed. I wish you have time to really analyze the prayer of Jehoshaphat. I wish we have time. May we just read through tonight. Hallelujah. See the way he started his prayer. O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I tell somebody here tonight that we serve a God? There are no power, no Satan, no government can withstand him. When he stands up in a matter, nobody can face him. And we have come to that moment in Nigeria again. No power can withstand this God. Amen. Amen. So I see Jehoshaphat starting on a note of worship, a note of adoration, celebrating the power of the Almighty, celebrating the supremacy of Jehovah, the ability of God to do and undo. Who can stand? Who can withstand God? Who can fight him? None can. And some people have carelessly put their finger in the nose of God in Nigeria. You will hear a report. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 7, O our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived in it and have built in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, if calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name, and we cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us. He reminded God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now he began to report the problem to the Lord from verse 10. But now, here are men from Ammon, Moab and Manasseh, whose territory you will not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt. So they turned away from them and did not destroy them. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession you give us as an inheritance. Verse 12. Can we all read verse 12 and see that prayer? Oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Brethren, do we have power to fight the forces contending with us? We don't. Even the federal government did not have the kind of ammunition they are carrying. So our only source of hope is the Almighty God. And God is more than able. Our eyes must remain on the Lord. Praise the Lord. So after this prayer, God responded. And this is another thing that God must help us as believers to learn, that for every prayer you pray, God will always respond. Prayer is a two-way communication. You speak to God, and God also do what? Speak back to you. And on this occasion, God spoke. Hallelujah. Verse 13 says, all the men of Judah with their wives and children and little ones stood there before the Lord. After that last part of the prayer, oh Lord, our eyes are on you. If you won't do anything in this matter, we are in trouble. They stood there, expecting response from God. And God responded. Praise the Lord. And that is the heart of our message tonight. How did God respond? In verse 4, it said, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite and descendant of Asaph, as he stood in the assembly. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Part of my desire and prayer tonight is this, that whenever we gather like this, we begin to hear the prophetic voice in the Ikoyi Baptist Church. I didn't hear your amen. And I'm praying that somebody here will be open tonight to receive the hand of God for your life, that you become a prophet or prophetess in this house. It may not sound baptistic, but that is scripture. That when we gather here and we pray to God, somebody will begin to prophesy, thus saith the Lord, Ikoyi Baptist Church, this is the way to go, this is what to do, and we follow that direction. We need a prophetic voice in this season. And when we hear that voice, it gives us direction, gives us encouragement, what to do, what not to do. Will somebody be open to God tonight and say, Lord, lay your hand upon me? That was the experience of the brethren in Acts chapter 13. The Bible says, where they were worshiping the Lord, the Spirit spoke, says, separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. And when they did that, what happened? There was an explosion through that small congregation. The first missionary journey started, second missionary journey started, and the third. May the spirit of prophecy come upon somebody here tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Spirit of God came upon this man and began to prophesy. And those prophecies were words of assurance and instructions. Assurances and instructions for a new beginning. Praise the Lord. So as we speak over Nigeria, God is speaking to us also personally tonight, that as we are about to cross into the eighth month and the last part of this year, God is speaking to you. Hallelujah. And the first does hear the Lord. We see in this passage, look at verse 15. He said, listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Who is speaking to you tonight? Who is speaking to you tonight? And what is the first thing the Lord said to them? Do not be afraid or discouraged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want you, as you are seated, can you begin to reject fear? Say, as I go into the remaining part of this year, I reject fear. I will not be discouraged. Yes, Father, as I go through the remaining part of 2019, I reject fear. I banish fear out of my life. I banish fear out of my family. I banish fear out of every man, every woman, every family in the Ikoyi Baptist Church. We refuse it. We bind every spirit of discouragement. It will not be our portion. We reject it. We refuse it. We cast it out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, we pray. So the Lord said, do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. You know, sometimes when God wants to help you finish all your troubles, God will allow all the troubles to come all at once and bombard you. Bam. When God wants to finish all the enemies of Jehoshaphat, he gathered them to come and fight him. I don't know what you are going through now. I don't know what sharing testimony tonight, who said it was as if everything was against me. There are seasons of life when it's as if everything is against you, that the world is collapsing on you. At such moments, lift up your eyes to God. David said, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. And you never look to God and be ashamed. Fear is a terrible thing. And that was the first thing God had to deal with in the life of Jehoshaphat and the people. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The antidote to fear primarily is the word of God. Amen. And that is why God started by speaking. He said, this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you hold somebody by your side? Just hold the hand firmly. Hold it and say, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Hallelujah. It was so serious that God had to repeat it twice. towards the end of verse 17, the Lord said it again, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. So my brother, it doesn't matter what has happened from January till now, to this night, thus saith the Lord to you. Blessing, do not be afraid or discouraged. Do not. That's the first assurance. The second assurance is what? The battle is not yours, but the Lord. Hallelujah. The battle is not yours. Is anybody going through any battle tonight here? Is anybody here that you are fighting? You know, some invisible battle. Everything is just, what's God telling you tonight? That battle is not yours. Praise the Lord. So can you just pray as you are seated here? Say, Lord, take over my battle. I hand over to you the battles of my life. For the rest of this year, I hand over to you every battle, yes, Father, I hand over to you every battle of my life, family and ministry. Oh God, take it over in the name of Jesus. Father, take it over in the name of Jesus. I give you, God, the battles of my life in the month of August and the rest of 2019. In the name of Jesus, Nepulogos, Kapas Ataka. We give you, Father, tonight, the battles of our lives in the month of August, the rest of this year, the rest of our lives. Take over, Lord. Take over, Yaji, over the man of war. Take over the battles of our lives. Say individual, say family, as a church. Blessed be your name, Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Number three, march against them tomorrow. Hallelujah. You know, one of the things that fear does is that it incapacitates. I don't know how many of us here. You enter an exam hall. They give you the questions. You know the questions. You prepare and say, this is a question that I know. But fear took hold of you. What normally happens? You just go blank. Do you know that sometimes when fear holds you like this, you will not know one times one? Has it happened to you before? That what you know, when fear came like this, spelling disappear. You can't even spell your name. So one of the things that fear does is that it makes people, it will just push you to one corner. Say, don't go out. Just stay at home. That's what fear will have done to Jehoshaphat and Judah. So the Lord said to him, march out against them tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This month of August that we are entering, don't say the Lord to you, march out. Don't stay at home. Don't be afraid. You are looking for a job. The same place they turn you down, go back there again. March out against them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So receive boldness and faith to move forward in the month of August and the rest of this year in Jesus' name. Number four, the Lord said to them, you will not have to fight this battle. So if you are not going to fight this battle, then what should be your own part? Just praise Jehovah. Hallelujah. 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 How do you sing this song? praise Jehovah, la, la, la. Is there anything like that? That's what I'm seeing in my spirit, but I don't know it.
Praise Jehovah, Lord God Almighty. Praise Jehovah, everlasting King. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you.
I hope you're not a spectator.
Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah,
said to me, I'm on the move. No man can stop me in your life. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Take your positions. That's the next word of prophecy. Take your position in the place of prayer this month of August and the rest of the year. Take your position. Don't abandon the place of prayer. I'm not sure whether you are following this service from where we started from the praise worship tonight. Through the prayers, whether you see the link, the connection. From the time of praise worship, when Reverend Ike came up, and everything is just tied together. That God has been speaking to us from the beginning to now. Praise the Lord. Even in the testimony, did you see the link? Did you notice that our sister quoted from 2 Chronicles 20? Praise the Lord. God speaks. Our problem many times is that we are not observant. Hallelujah. The sixth message is what? Stand firm and see what? The deliverance of the Lord. Can I tell you, under God, through His word, that the only thing you will see for the rest of this year is the deliverance of the Lord. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter what others will be seeing. When they travel, they say, we saw Boko Haram. But for you, what will you see for the rest of this year? The deliverance of the Almighty God. Stand firm and see the deliverance of the Lord. The enemy thought it was over for Jehoshaphat. But the God of heaven said, just stand firm and see the deliverance of the Lord. Can you just put your hand on your chest? Say, as the Lord lives, this month of August, the rest of this year, I will see the deliverance of the Lord. Hallelujah. You will not be stranded. You will not be put to shame. You will only see the deliverance of the Lord. David declared in Psalm 27 verse 14, he said, I'm confident of this, that I will see. Give us the next verse to that Psalm 27. Okay? Give us verse 15. Psalm 27, where are you running to? Give us from 13 and 14. 13, give us 13. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The people that came to tell Jehoshaphat what they saw, what was it that they saw? What was it that they saw? They saw a vast army. But the voice of prophecy says, stand firm. You will see the deliverance of the Lord. God knows how to turn your enemy to suya. He knows how to do what? To turn your enemies to what? To suya. What's this other one that they say now, apart from suya, that is a sinner brother to kill it? Or shawarma. God knows how to deal with your enemy. So Baba said, you just stand firm and see. Hallelujah. When Baba says stand firm and see, he wants to show you something. And may God help you this last part of the year to see that deliverance in Jesus' name. Go out and face them tomorrow. So receive courage to face the enemy of your soul. In August and the rest of this year, you will not run from the enemy. You will go out and face them with the courage of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Final assurance. And if you didn't pick anything from what I've said tonight, take note of this. Hallelujah. What is the last word of assurance? You say, and the Lord will be with you. Can you hear me prophesy to your neighbor? Say, the Lord will be with you. This month of August, you are not alone. September, you are not alone. October, November, December, you are not alone. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with Nigeria. The Lord is with your family. You are not alone. And if God be for us, who can be against us? The Lord is with you. So when Jehoshaphat heard this, what was his response? I love Jehoshaphat. And I think we can learn a lot from his life. Praise the Lord. What did he do in verse 18? Jehoshaphat bowed with his face to the ground. And all the people of Judah and Jerusalem did what? Fell down in worship before the Lord. I pray that the Lord will move us as a local church to another dimension in our response to God. There are God moments in every worship service. What did I say? There are God moments. What is a God moment? It's just like that story in the book of John when that man by the pool said, once in a year, an angel comes and steers the pool, and anyone that jumps into it first receives a miracle. In every worship experience that we have, sometimes it could just be within 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute, that something divine, you know, just happened. If you know how to respond and enter into it, you connect and get a miracle. Look at Jehoshaphat. What did he do? He bowed down. With what? How did he do it? Bow with his face to the ground. And the rest of Judah, they did what? Excuse me, what does it mean to fall? How do you demonstrate that? To fall down. He didn't say that they lie down. They did what? They fell. Fell down in worship. Who was Jehoshaphat? A king. If a king can worship that way, I think God is calling us, isn't it? Amen. Fortunately, we even have a beautiful floor. Who say you cannot lie down while worship is going on? Who say you cannot leave that seat where you are and decide to just come and do your own dance here without anybody manipulating you? We just want to respond to what? To a God moment. Who say you cannot just kneel down where you are by your seat and respond to God? That was the first thing we saw Jehoshaphat did. What was the next thing he did? Which is quite strange. The Bible says in verse 21, or let's read our sister's verse that she quoted for us earlier tonight. Verse 20, early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you'll be upheld. Have faith in the prophets, and you'll be successful. After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness. As they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." How can you confront a vast army with chorus? What else did God say? The battle is not yours, that I will fight. So what else will they do other than to praise the God who has decided to do what? To fight for them. What was the result? What was the outcome? What was the fulfillment of the word that the Lord gave them? Verse 22. As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. The men of Ammon and Moab rose against the men of Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. After they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, they have to destroy one another. And that will be our testimony the rest of this year. This is what you're going to see concerning Nigeria in the name of Jesus Christ. That all the enemies of Nigeria, the Lord will set ambush against them. The Lord will turn them against each other. They will destroy themselves in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. They will slaughter themselves, not the church, not any one of us, in the name of Jesus. Verse 24 says, when the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked toward the vast army, what has vast army turned to? Dead bodies. I'm afraid to say what is coming to my mind, but I need to say it. May no man stand on your path as an enemy this last half of the year. That person will turn to a corpse in the name of Jesus Christ. You know what he said to Joshua? He said, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. If any man chose to stand before you as an enemy between now and December, such a person will turn to a corpse. Vast army with all their weapons, marching to come and destroy the people of God. They forgotten that the Bible said that their breath is in whose hand? God's hand. God turned the vast army to dead body. None of them escaped. 25. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off what? Their plunder. And they found among them a great amount of equipment, clothing, and also articles of value, more than they could take away. There was so much plunder that it took 3 days to collect it. Praise the Lord. Abundance is coming your way. This last half of the year, what you did not collect in January, February, March to July, this remaining part of the year, God is ushering you into abundance. In the name of Jesus Christ, spiritual abundance, physical abundance, financial abundance, material abundance, God is bringing you into abundance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you say to yourself, God is bringing me into abundance? Amen. Tell your neighbor, remember me. When God gets you there. Hallelujah. A new season of abundance. Amen. Amen. Let me tell your neighbor, remember the church. Remember the church. This season of abundance, remember the church. We need money for my tamar land. Praise the Lord. And God, sincerely speaking, God is bringing somebody to abundance this last part of the year. The 100 million will be nothing to you. Praise the Lord. You know, there is abundance and there's abundance. Somebody who has not counted 1 million before and suddenly finds himself in 20 million. That's abundance. But suddenly, you just find yourself. There's an abundance that comes your way. You can't sleep for 3 days. Do you know what I'm talking about? Who is expecting that? Can you just raise your hand and say, Lord, I receive abundance. Hallelujah. Abundance is your portion in Jesus' name. Oh, I remember that attendant. He said, even if the Lord will throw open the windows of heaven, what this man is saying, is it possible? Maria. So you will see it, but that your mouth, you not touch it. Can you raise your hand to heaven and say, Lord, I receive abundance. I receive abundance, Lord. This last half of the year, I receive overwhelming abundance. Everywhere I turn to the right, to the left, to the north, to the south, I receive overwhelming abundance, overwhelming abundance, overwhelming abundance on every side. There's somebody here, they are owing you. They are owing you. You did a job and they have been owing you. In fact, they have told you that they will not pay. This last half of the year, God is touching their hearts. You have been running after them. They will run after you to pay you all that they are owing you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, oh. Tell your neighbor, but remember the church. Remember the church. Amen. We need money to do a lot of things. VBS is around the corner. Thank God for helping us thus far. Amen. Church strengthening is coming. Church planting is coming. We want to trust God to put up a big edifice here once the report is presented and is accepted and we have moved all the motion. Praise the Lord. We need money. And God is blessing you. It's not angels that will bring the money. It is you and I that have experienced abundance. Praise the Lord. The blessing was too much. Verse 26. Follow me to read verse 26. The blessing was too much. But say, on the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Beraka, where they praised the Lord. That is why it was called the valley of Beraka to this day. See, some of us never praise God. There's a visitation of God that comes upon a man's life that your dance step will change. I'm not sure you understand what I'm talking about. Oh my God. When when God visits you, there's a visitation that comes that, see, you will carry some dance steps that has never been recorded in history. Unusual dance step. Is anybody ready for that this last half of the year? To dance. And you will dance only in Jesus' name. You will not sorrow in the remaining part of this year. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says they gather in that valley just to praise the Lord. Verse 37, then led by Jehoshaphat, all the men of Judah and Jerusalem returned joyfully to Jerusalem, for the Lord had given them cause to rejoice over their enemies. That is our testimony also. They entered Jerusalem and went to the temple of the Lord with harps and lutes and trumpets. The fear of God came upon all the kingdoms of the countries when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. Verse 30. Can we all read verse 30 together? And the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. Hallelujah. Can you put your Bible down and stand up and demonstrate? Say to yourself, God has given me rest on every side. Yes, God has given me rest. Rest on every side. In the month of August, the remaining part of this year, all the days of my life, rest. God has given me rest. Rest on every side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you give your neighbor a high five? Say, God has given me rest on every side. God has given me rest. God has given me rest. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5 to 7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook at Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org.